Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is
Father, we thank you, God, for Dr. King. We thank you for his life. We thank you, Lord God, for the vision that you birthed in his spirit. We thank you, God, that he laid down his life for those things that you called him to do.
As we celebrate Dr. King's day of birth, let us reflect upon how far we've come. Let us commit to a course of action that'll lead to an even greater progress.
Now, almost half a century since his famous speech at the Washington Monument, Dr. King's dream is needed more than ever.
Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
Dr. King said, not everybody can be famous, but everybody can be great, because greatness is determined by service. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love.
If you're under the age of 18, stand up, please. Under the age of 18, look around. This is the future. This is the future right here. So that's why it's important for us to keep doing this.
We do not have a Martin Luther King Boulevard in Juneau yet. But I want to imagine today that we do. And I want us to travel on Martin Luther King Boulevard and see where it takes us.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I see.
So today the decision to travel on the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard declares that you are on a faith journey to reach the dream of your promised land. That you respect and value all people of every background. The decision to travel on this boulevard means that you believe in and to defend the equality of all people. And when you travel on this boulevard, you make a declaration that you believe that you can make a difference in this world. So we're here today at the end of this ceremony, and just right outside this church is the on-ramp of the Martin Luther King Boulevard.